this time, so I'm a bad girl.
Oh, well, that's that shows how busy you are. I wanted to ask, you keep track of each one during the year of the scholarship.
Oh, yes. I have my scholarship. I brought it. We just made it up for the bank. And I brought it with me somewhere in my shoes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I only have three at Aquinas.
Yes.
And I have Miss Egger, and yes. A Benner. He's studying. He's from Bay City. We broke the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And he's studying religion.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Hart.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hart graduates this year.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, you said 18 or 19, but that are not all new ones. That includes those who have second or third year of college or something.
We take 18 or 19 high school students.
New ones?
New ones, yes.
Uh-huh. That's
good. Yeah. Well, but many are going now for the fifth year, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them go for law. And Popularis.
Yes.
He's just from a poor family, and I'm helping them all the way through.
That's wonderful.
And then I had another one, I forget, his letter is in one of those books. I helped him until he got married. And if they get married, we don't help him anymore.
Well, no, they can afford to take on, and otherwise their expenses would increase too.
That's right, yes.
That's right. Is it still primarily to students at Catholic schools?
Yes, parochial schools.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The what we decided, my husband did, was Mr. Quinn. He said, and my husband said, well, you want some scholarships. Well, Mr. Quinn said, you know, the parochial schools have no scholarships. Nobody's given them any scholarship. The Elder Society was giving them a little scholarship, I think. And why not make it so that would be fine. So that's...
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Just what has this project meant to you?
Well, it's meant a great deal to me because, it's kept me occupied, kept me active. And then I have many of the students. I keep an open house. And many students come in to see me. I enjoy visiting with them. And some of them will come and stay for a couple hours and just visit. I think that's wonderful. To visit with an old lady like me, you know.
Well, I think it's very good that they realize that how much they can learn from you.
Well, no, but they enjoy coming and visiting with me. And
you apparently send them Christmas cards?
No, that's too much. They send me Christmas cards.
Good.
But I can't. But I tried to buy everybody when I traveled. I always bought them some kind of a favor. You probably see in the letters
they had
some little favor that they prized or something. And now I've been going to the religious store to find them things.
Well, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Because I think the letters indicate how what I think is unique is the personal contact and relationship that you and the scholarship recipients have.
Yes, uh-huh.
Because so many people maybe get a scholarship, they don't even know who the people were that
That's
provided
true.
The money.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
sometimes, you know, like here in Grand Rapids, there are quite a few families that give money for charitable
yes.
purposes, but they put it all in the Grand Rapids Foundation,
uh-huh.
so that the people who get their money never uh-huh. know that Mr. Hibbert or somebody else.
Yes, that's true. I have a friend, and she said, well, her husband left some money for scholarship. But she said, I didn't want anything to do with it. I just turned over to the diocese. So I think she misses a lot.
I do, too. In fact, I think there are a lot of people who should know this is a very rewarding thing to do. Because actually, would you say that you've deprived yourself of a lot?
No, I think I gained. I don't care for society, you know, and big parties mm-hmm. and so forth. I just don't care about them. And even, from way back when I didn't have a family, I like to do social work. I used to work in the community chest mm-hmm. and work with the taking kids to catechism. It was, I forget what they call the project. And I like to do those things. I enjoy doing them. One thing I was a little discouraged is work with some older people. You don't, once they're set in their way.
You can't change them much.
No, they're discouraging.
True. But then you're not that set in your ways.
No.
maybe this keeps you young.
Well,
flexible.
Yeah, but I mean, poor family, you know, trying, the woman didn't cook or she didn't feed her children right. But you can tell her and tell her, but you didn't get any place.
That's right.
That's what I mean. You don't seem to